Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi there, and here we are at the fourth podcast for this week. So again, we've just got a sentence with some grammatical points, and I'll explain them to you. I'll read it for you twice, and then I'll give you the explanation. Okay, first reading. I cannot believe it, Inspector. You mean this man has been stealing money from the till all this time? Second reading. I cannot believe it, Inspector. You mean this man has been stealing money from the till all this time? So, some excerpt from a story about a conversation between an individual and a police inspector who has just informed him that the suspect or person in question has been stealing money on a regular basis. So, what grammar points have we got here? Well, we're talking about activity, you know, the activity of stealing. So, we're talking about something that is happening or had happened over a period of time. So what we're looking at here is the present perfect, okay, because it's present perfect is starts in the past and is connected to the present. It doesn't really matter what period of time that happens to be as long as we're not specific about the period of time. So it started in the past and is connected with the present. I have lived in this city all my life would be a really good example. I have lived in this city all my life. We're not being specific when you moved or what time it is now. Just say, I have lived, the present perfect, because you're still there now. It started sometime in the past, whether that was 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. It makes no difference. We're not being time specific. I have lived in this city for all my life. So in my example, I cannot believe it, Inspector. So we're looking at the present tense, I cannot believe it. You mean this man has been stealing. So here we have has been, this is our present perfect, stealing in the continuous, okay, has been stealing. So started over a period of time and has been doing it up to recently or until the police either stopped him or somebody identified it. So he has been stealing money. Preposition from has been stealing money from the till. The till is the cash register or the cash desk, wherever you keep the takings, the money that you receive in the business. Okay, has been stealing money from the till all this time. So again, here we're not being specific, but all this time is telling us for as long as we have known him or for as long as he has been working here. So the period could be weeks, months, years, decades. It doesn't really matter because we're not being so specific, but we're just focusing on the fact over all of that time. So an elongated period or a longer period of time, he has been stealing. Okay, not he stole, because that would mean it stopped, but he has been stealing. Okay, let me give you one more reading of that. I cannot believe it, Inspector. You mean this man has been stealing money from the till all this time? Okay, so present perfect, and specifically present perfect continuous. And we start with I cannot. This is the present tense of can. We're using it in the negative, I cannot. It doesn't have a past tense. We'd have to use could in the past tense. So immediately we're talking present, I cannot believe it. So today, you mean this man, this is what you're telling me, this man has been stealing money from the till all this time. As I said, till, you could exchange that word for a money box, for a safe, for a cash register, wherever people keep their money, okay? The checkout till in the supermarket, the checkout desk at the magazine or the magazine shop or the newspaper shop. Okay, excellent. Okay, so quick podcast number four, just focusing there on the present perfect and the present perfect continuous. Okay, so thanks for listening to me. That's everything for this week. I hope you enjoy them all. And as always, you can get me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to answer your questions or help you in any way that I can. And once you get onto the page there, look out for the Easy Peasy VIP Club. It's still open and lots of really interesting lessons and exercises for you to improve your English, because that's what we want to do. Okay, well, join me again soon.